Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust. Hey!
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump is promising an announcement today on autism. The Washington Post reports the administration will suggest a link between Tylenol use during pregnancy and autism. Tylenol's manufacturer says it believes that independent science shows this is not true. The administration's also expected to tout cancer drug leucovorin as a potential treatment for autism. But autism expert David Mandel of the University of Pennsylvania says,
we need to do large-scale randomized trials before we can say with any certainty that this is a treatment that autistic children should receive.
Tens of thousands of people paid tribute to Charlie Kirk in an Arizona memorial service Sunday. President Trump spoke after Kirk's widow told the crowd she forgives the man who killed her husband because it's what Charlie would have done. The UN General Assembly begins today. The war in Gaza expected to be a main topic all week as several countries have now said they recognize a Palestinian state. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wisconsin cranberry growers expect an above-average but not record harvest. The Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association estimating 5.3 million barrels of berries will be grown this season. That is down from record seasons in recent years. Department of Public Instruction Superintendent Jill Underley pushed back hard against federal policy shifts she says undermine Wisconsin schools. Underley gave the annual State of Education address at the state capitol on Thursday. Wisconsin's latest human case of West Nile virus reported in Dunn County, where County Health Department Director K.T. Gallagher urges residents to take precautions to fight the bite.
Meaning to use mosquito repellent that works best for them and their family while they're out.
Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise more clouds than sun, with a few showers and perhaps a thunderstorm around in the afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm this evening, and then some patchy fog possible late with a low near 59. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. It's 58 at our studios.
99.7
99.7% hits.
My feel good radio station.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you. 99.7 Max FM. Minutes of maximum hits continues.
It's always on, all day long.
On 99.7 Max FM.
Thank you. 99.7 Max FM.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
The Packers losing Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A huge upset. The Packers losing to the Browns, 13-10. The turning point, Jordan Love throwing an interception late in the fourth quarter, allowing the Browns to tie up the game.
No, we're running a triple slant concept, and they're in man coverage. And, you know, I'm trying to work Wicks right there, number two. You know, the safety that was guarding Tucker, you know, fell off that, passed it off, and got in the window right there, and I didn't even see him.
Up next, they face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Wisconsin lost 27-10 to Maryland. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell reacts to fans in the stands chanting "Fire Fickell."
They're passionate about what they do and what they want to see, and that's what you love about this place.
The Brewers play the Padres tonight in San Diego. They clinched the divisional title again, but had to place Brandon Woodruff on the 15-day IL with a lat strain.
Played catch on Friday. Felt like it was normal stuff. Yesterday, tried to throw a pin, and something felt a little different.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
City weather. Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise more clouds than sun, with a few showers and perhaps a thunderstorm around in the afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm this evening, and then some patchy fog possible late with a low near 59. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 57.
Maximum hits.
Talk on cereal box religion. We know we can't please everyone.
I mean, we're not tacos.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
It's too late.
nothing's wrong. What about who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Who's gonna hang it up when you call? Who's gonna pay attention to your nothing's wrong? Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna hold it down when you?